Western producer, the U.S. Farm Progress Show held at the end of August has become a key venue used by North American manufacturers to unveil new machines. This year will be no exception. In mid-August, AGCO gave an early preview of one new product that will make its public debut at the show, the Massey Ferguson 1 Series Round Balers. The variable chamber 1 Series models for baling dry hay will be built in AGCO's haying equipment facility in Heston, Kansas. Like the long line of haying equipment machines built there over the decades, it will have the Heritage Heston brand name familiar to longtime livestock and forage producers on its flanks. That moniker has become a secondary name that falls within the broader MF equipment line. Over the years, AGCO has gradually reduced the number of different brand names in its equipment stable. It has slowly consolidated the machines built under various original marquees into its two main global brands, MF and Fendt. The MF 1 series will be available in two models, the RB.146, which produces 4x6-foot round bales, and the larger RB.156, that builds 5x6-foot bales. Baling dry hay and stover is incredibly demanding on hay equipment, said Matt Lecroy, director of hay and harvesting for Massey Ferguson North America, in the announcement. Our one purpose is providing the tools farmers need for faster baling without jeopardizing quality. The Massey Ferguson 1 Series Round Baler delivers on our promise of farmer-focused equipment solutions that meet the needs of North American hay producers. The 1 Series allows operators to maintain density while running at increased speeds. The series will feature the brand's Tractor Implement Management, TIM, system, which partially automates the baling process. It allows for digital communication between the baler and a compatible tractor that automatically stops the tractor without any operator input when the bale chamber is full. That allows the baler to complete the bale wrapping cycle and eject the bale. These balers use a cam-less pickup, which the brand claims is one of the design elements that allow for increased machine efficiency. Overall, the design of the balers allows for power requirements of just 80 horsepower for the RB.146 and 100 horsepower for the larger RB.156. Additionally, without a cam track, the 1 Series round balers require less maintenance and run quieter. Other features that reduce maintenance requirements are elastomeric tensioners and toothless idlers to minimize wear on roller chains. Bearing failure is a common problem causing downtime and sometimes fires on large balers. The 1 Series models use triple lip, sealed bearings, debris shields and cast roller flares to minimize hay and straw buildup that can damage bearings. Those buildups can also be ideal starting points for fires caused by overheated bearings. To make things easier for the operator, the net wrap roll can be loaded quickly with minimal physical effort. A swing-out loading rack design puts the roller at roughly the same height as a pickup truck tailgate. And the wrap is located at the front of the baler with a net braking system that allows for easy, one-handed adjustment without tools to set tension. There is no need to manually unplug the baler. An optional hydraulically operated drop floor allows operators to clear obstructions without leaving the tractor. You can no longer count on social media to deliver important news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking sasktoday.ca's homepage at this link. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites. Subscribe to Sasktoday.ca newsletter to get our daily news to your inbox.